The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
And I'm delighted now to be joined by a good friend of the show, fashion expert Sonia Lennon. And Sonia, I'm glad the priest is gone, because the first thing I have to ask you about is, what's this about you posing nude?
Well, it happened a few months ago. My good friend Trevor Hart, who is a really wonderful photographer, decided to embark on, I suppose, his own personal body of work, and he wanted to explore women's relationships with their own bodies. So he asked me, would I be interested? At that stage, he'd already photographed about 10 women, I think. They ranged in age from mid-20s to 60s, but it was a very particular thing, very beautifully shot, very painterly. But he told me that he was interested in supporting Dress for Success, which, you know, is the initiative that I founded in Dublin. So the minute that was on the table, I suppose I didn't have much choice. We're actually still looking for a sponsor to print the books, which have already been designed to raise funds for Dress for Success. So yeah, a bit of a no-brainer for me, but it made me think a lot about my relationship with my body as well. And I'm not very prudish anyway. And it was a wonderful thing to do, and actually made more wonderful by my daughter's reaction to it. When she saw the photograph on my phone, she said, "What's this?" And I said, "Oh, it's part of an exhibition." And she said, "That's really lovely." And she's 9, and that it was a great moment. Yeah,
it'll help her in terms of her self-confidence.
Well, I think we're almost trained at this stage to feel negative about our own bodies, and it's not fair, and it's too much to ask of a woman to carry that kind of negativity around with her. It's not useful or helpful. And I think it really, it eats at our confidence, you know.
Mm. But were you very self-conscious?
No.
Not a bother on you.
No, I mean, there's the moment where you drop the robe and you feel, you know,
there's somebody else
exposed,
there.
Obviously. Yes. But yes. No, I mean, it's, you know, Trevor's a wonderful man, and you knew that he was entering into this in a spirit of respect. Mm. And, you know, his photography is magnificent apart from anything else. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, so no bother to you.
No bother.
No bother to you at all. By the way, how is Dress for Success going? How
Flying.
Is it proceeding?
Yes, yeah.
Just remind people what it is.
So we help women towards employment by giving them the clothing and HR skills to package themselves inside and out for interview. And 57% of the women that we serve land the job that they want. We need all the support we can get. We have 100 women on a rolling waiting list at all times. Our services are stretched like every other not-for-profit and charity. So we do need financial support on a continuous basis, but the service is thriving. The team are extraordinary. We just keep growing.
It's going well. It's not the only project that you have on hand, because we're joined on the line now by your colleague and
my career husband.
Your career husband, Brendan Courtney.
Hello. Hi.
Brendan, you didn't quite make it here this morning because of a flight delay from London.
I'm in the very, very, very nice Aer Lingus business class lounge right now in the new Terminal 2 delayed flight. Yes, so sorry I'm not there.
No problem. Brendan, going to tell us a little bit about, as Sonia mentioned there briefly, this project, this latest initiative called Frock Advisor. What is it about?
Oh, Sonia, you start.
Well, it's not a project. It's a business. I suppose from our experience in Off the Rails and also as stylists, when we wrote 2 books in conjunction with Off the Rails, we saw that independent retailers were struggling to connect digitally with their customers. And this is a massive problem because 80% of consumers research online before they shop. And when we coupled that with the way that, you know, our viewers were watching content on a self-scheduled basis, we thought, well, actually, there's an opportunity here to connect these two parties through content straight into their hands. So I suppose for us, Frock Advisor is a mobile connection between boutique buyers and boutique sellers. And that's a very particular type of woman and particular type of retailer who understand the value of something different, who are passionate about customer service and about product curation. And I'm a boutique buyer. I used to be a boutique seller. And it is, it's for women who want a sense of discovery, who don't necessarily want to be fed by big online beasts or chain stores. They're looking for something that little bit special, both in terms of how the experience wraps around them and the product itself. So, yeah, we have 55 retailers on board on the platform at the moment. We just took on our first UK retailer over the weekend. We have another 25 to deploy in 2 weeks' time. The platform is growing organically at a rate of knots. So, it's...
I want to clarify what the eureka moment for us was. One day we were asked to host a boutique fashion show for one of our favourite girls, Niamh Ruby Rouge, down in Goree. And she had about 400 women come to this fashion show. And we were just like, wow. And what really blew us away was, apart from the consumption of fashion being moved massively online, it's these communities of connected women that actually the boutique is a community centre. You know, they pick each other's kids up from school. They're loyal. They have a great relationship. And I suppose, to clarify for your listeners, digital connection literally means connecting now, really, through your smartphone, so that you can give more information to enhance your customer experience of your business and to enhance your business. You know what I mean?
Indeed. The investment in this, then, there's been already a significant investment in this, Brendan, and you want more. You want more.
Oh, yeah, we need more. I mean, it's all about scale and growing, and Ireland is an amazing place to start a business because actually we're not even 100 years old in the Constitution, so there's a lot less bureaucracy than there is in the UK. And also, we can get straight to ABC ones pretty quickly. So people like the massive corporations like Coca-Cola like to test new products in Ireland pretty quickly because you can get results pretty quickly. But it's a very small market, and so it's not going to sustain a sort of a digital business like Rock Advisory. You need to go global.
And what sort of money are you looking for then?
Sonia does the maths.
Okay.
Well, we've raised over 200,000 to date between starting with DCB, Dublin City Enterprise Board, which is now LEO. We got our first feasibility grant from them. We moved on to NDRC, National Digital Research Centre, and we were funded by the Launchpad programme there. We won the Irish Times Fusion competition and then went on to the Wyra Academy, which was also funded. And we are now clients of Enterprise Ireland. So we're what they call HPSU, High Potential Startup.
High Potential Startups, yeah. Yes, I see. Yeah. Right. And you're going with your cap in hand then, Sonia, or Brendan.
It's worth mentioning that High Potential Startup is a huge thing that only exists in our country, and it's a wonderful thing. And it's kind of in simple terms, it's our government's reaction to the amount of, you know, international tech companies that have based themselves, their European headquarters in Ireland. It's really impressive. So what they'll do is they'll match funds. The Enterprise Ireland will match funds. If you raise 250,000, they'll match it. So it makes you 100% more investable because the Irish government has done a big seal of approval on you, basically, to keep it simple. So, yeah, I mean, that's really important. And that was difficult. That status is very hard to get and very hard to prove, but we have it now. So it's looking really good, I have to say.
And Sonia, how much then, do you know, you're the mathematician, do the sums for us, how much...
I get really nervous talking about the money, because it's actually quite big money.
Yes.
It sounds, go on, Sonia, you tell us, I'm too nervous.
Well, it's phased, to be honest with you.
It's
so,
1.5 million euro.
Well, that's really kind of the midpoint. We need probably about 500 in the next 6 months, which we're doing well on getting, 1.5 into the sort of medium term.
Yeah,
it's somebody
is Brendan. Are you hammering nails, Brendan?
He's digging to Australia.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sorry, I thought that was something.
He heard there was an investor down there.
Gotta go.
So, it's really about kind of building momentum and moving into new territories. We want Rock Advisor to be a global company based in Ireland. That's our vision for
now,
it.
Employment then? Are you talking about dozens of people employed as a result of this?
Yeah, so we've done our kind of very intricate projections for the next 4 years, and we're looking at probably a workforce of about just shy of 100 within 4 years.
So this is serious stuff now.
Yeah, it is. And big boy stuff.
Big boy stuff. Yeah. And it is, but it is contingent on you getting the money to invest, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah, well, I think the money gives us speed and scale. Brendan, I can hear you itching to get on there.
Yeah, I'm really proud of this, actually. And this is probably what I'm proudest of. Sonia would have the wider vision, and I would be slightly more nuts and bolts about it. And I suppose it's
That's why we're so beautifully matched, Brendan.
Thank you, darling. And I hear you talking about your lovely body. I'll never forget that. I suppose we have built a self-sustaining business, which effectively is, for all intents and purposes, a customer service tool for independent retail. But in the middle of that is a hot list. And each week we update the hot list, which is actually the cleverest TV format I've ever written, together we've ever written. Because we can go daily with it. So it's three things that are hot and three things that are not. So we have actively started to take advertisers on board now. So we have, by the end of September, we'll have our, hopefully up to 100 customers, I'd say, paying monthly subscription and our advertisers. And we will be able to employ and pay ourselves a small salary and be self-sustaining and then scale anyway. So actually what we've done is taken the gift that RTE gave us, putting us together, I suppose, and giving us a brilliant, a platform. But we've taken that now and evolved the way people use content. We really saw an evolution, and we took, I suppose we should be proud of that as well. We saw the evolution and we took charge of that evolution and now have created a sort of a sustainable business, which effectively we've made our own livelihood possible, really, I suppose.
Mm. Sounds good, Sonia. Yeah.
Yeah. No, listen, I have to say it's the whole reason that I started out on this was to create stability for my family's future. And I went about that by taking the riskiest path. So yeah. It's a bit anomalous, but it's been, I feel so enlivened by it. I've learned so much. It's been the most wonderful trip to build this business. And actually, Dress for Success for me was the start of that, building a business with good governance, a limited company, a registered charity, putting all those structures in place, putting an advisory board together. That gave us a really good grounding to build the right kind of business that hopefully will become
really
profit making.
It was Dress for Success, really, because we were driving along in the car one day and Sonia was busted her chops on Dress for Success. Totally her baby. And I just turned around and said, imagine you did this for a profit-making company. And we kind of were like, yeah, imagine, wow. And so off we went. And actually our journey on this started about a year and a half ago, maybe even nearly 2 years ago. We started to see that there was an opportunity to land information on simple things like how to wear a lipstick or what our favourite celebrities are wearing, or, you know, in a month's time, John, I'm really excited about this. We are going to get so much press in America because we're launching the world's first app series. And it'll be 8 episodes, and you have to download the app to watch them. And the series is literally just called, Topical Popical at Topical Popical. And Topical Popical is a nail bar in Dublin, and it's just 2-minute episodes of girls gossiping while they're getting their nails done. And it's beautiful. It's really fun. But actually what it is, it's really innovative, and it's helping us gain momentum, get attention, and ultimately fundraise, I suppose.
Presume then that people, ordinary punter, can connect with this as an app.
And there's
it's
free to download.
So
that's
iTunes, Google Play, you can download it right now for free.
On to a broader question about fashion trends at the moment. In fact, we have a text in from one listener who says, ask Sonia, are women dressing too young for their age? I'm just thinking of Galway races this week now. Will we see a lot of women?
I think Galway races and the races in general is a sort of a microcosm. It's not necessarily fashion per se.
It's occasion.
It's occasion. It's a different thing. And I think, you're always going to get some women who dress too young for their age, but you're also going to get women who dress too old for their age. And in my mind, that's an equal crime. I think the basics still pertain. You have to understand your body, understand your lifestyle, put the foundations in place, and then have fun.
Great. Yeah. What about you, Brendan?
A woman once came up to me dressed like Big Bird from Sesame Street at a ladies' day and said, hi, and I said, hi, I love fashion. And I said, no, you don't. You love occasion. They are completely different things. I actually am a feminist, and I hate to hear women say, when do I need to cut my hair? When is my dress too short? At what point? Because men never ask those questions about themselves, and I resent that women find or feel that they have to. So I'd be very much on the side of, there are no rules. If you feel good in it, go for it, you know?
Great stuff. And another text in for you, Sonia. Is there a dress for success for men? There ain't, is there? It's just women.
There isn't. I suppose I took on the license for the international organisation. I'm really open to the idea of extending the service for men. I think how that would probably work for us is taking in a sort of a sister organisation who would work with us. It doesn't sit easily with me, the fact that we you know, only serve women and we don't serve men, when I think the need is there for both. I suppose what I took on was an existing concept.
Mm-hmm.
In the Netherlands, the Dress for Success do dress men.
Oh, I see.
So the potential is there, yeah.
Okay, it is a possibility in the future. Well, listen, thank you both for joining us. Sorry you didn't make it in the studio, Brendan, but we heard...
Oh, really? Sincere apologies. Yeah, sorry about that.
We heard you loudly and clearly from Terminal 2 at Dublin Airport.
And lovely, by the way, I have to say. Well done, Erlingus.
Yes, and good luck. Good luck with Frock Advisor, and we'll keep tabs on it and see how you proceed.
Thanks
over
for the
next few months. Sonia Lennon and Brendan Courtney, thank you for joining us. In a moment, we're going to be hearing all about Airbnb. Oh, by the way, before you have,
I must
ask you, you have gone down the Airbnb road, haven't
from
you?
From both sides, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So myself and Brendan actually last summer stayed in an Airbnb apartment in New York, which worked out very well. And yeah, I have Airbnb'd my home.
Great.
So it's life of a startup, well, John.
We're going to hear a lot more about it after this break.
Text 51551.